Personally, I feel that the day is figurative, and the reasons I go to a figurative interpretation are the language. The word day, morning, and evening is used figuratively, especially the word day is used figuratively elsewhere in Scripture. Morning and evening are used figuratively elsewhere in Scripture. But also, when you look at the events of the sixth day that you see in Genesis chapter 2, I find too many things occurring to fit them all into a 24-hour period. That's the first thing we can say. Second, the language that is used in Genesis chapter 2, the idea of God planting a garden, not creating it, but planting it, causing trees to grow, Adam naming the animals, Adam not being able to find among the animals a helper that is suitable for himself. And then the phrase that is used when he meets Eve, when seen elsewhere in Scripture, is a phrase that is used when there's been a period of time where things are not going well, and then finally things are working out. Tying all of that together, you can make a very good scriptural argument that day six was longer than 24 hours. And if day six is longer than 24 hours, there's no reason then to insist that the other 5 days have to be 24-hour days. And so I come out on the side of feeling that days are used figuratively in Genesis chapter 1, and the figure is unspecified length, but with a beginning and an end. Evening ends, morning begins. But that is argued among Christians. Interestingly enough here, Bob believes the days are literal, but they separate big periods of time, long periods of time. I mean, there are many, many variations on